friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Guys, guess what? This episode's different because I'm 30 now.
We did not plan that.
That was pretty crazy. That's what turning 30 will do to you.
We did not plan that, believe it or not.
You're just that talented.
You're 30. How's it feel to climb the mountain?
It feels honestly relieving. I honestly, like, if 5 years ago I had such a different picture of where I would be at when I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so much better than anything I could have ever imagined.
I heard that, girl.
You know what I mean? So I feel relieved.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm excited. A trend on TikTok that makes me really emotional. It's like, because of the world didn't actually end when I was 17. Have you seen those? Like,
I don't know. Maybe I don't, like, think so.
Like, I watched a mom do it where she, it was,
I love, like, the trends though, like, yeah, that are emo.
It's like a POV of, like, her play, or not even a POV. It's a video of her and her kid, like, playing, like, kitchen or something together.
Yeah.
And she says, playing kitchen with my daughter at 30 because my world didn't end at 17.
Oh, that's sweet. That made my eyes prickly. Like, so I was like, cry.
But I've seen people do it because my life didn't end at 17, 28. I'm all, same.
But you should do it too.
I know. I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
I actually am tearing up while I'm talking about it. Let's keep going. Anyways, what's going on? But
30, flirty, and emotional.
Always. Yeah. Doesn't matter if I'm 30 or
30, flirty, and sensitive.
30, flirty, and always tearing up at all times. But my sister, my family, and all of our really good friends surprised me and took me to San Diego for the weekend.
The lesbian capital of America.
Yeah, and it was of California. So funny. Mommy had told me, oh, we're not going out. Like, I had asked her, are we going out of town? She was like, yeah, but not out of, like, California.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So for some reason, I thought we were going to go to Malibu. And then, like, the whole month I've known that we were leaving for my birthday, I'm like, oh, okay, we're probably going to Malibu. Or, like, Joshua Tree. I wouldn't like that either. So I was like, yeah, we're probably doing that. Then, like, the day before or the morning we were leaving, I was like, I wonder if we're going to San Diego. We did go to San Diego.
And we did, in fact.
So fun.
We did, in fact. And that was strategically chosen because, first of all, we have a lot of family ties to San Diego. We have a lot of family who live in San Diego. We grew up going there all the time, every weekend.
If I could live anywhere else in California, it would be San Diego.
Yeah. Same. And then also, Dayson's surveyed the gay scene there a few times and enjoys it.
I've only been once, but I have been told that the lesbian scene out there is crazy and can confirm.
Yeah, and it's she has a lot of friends in San Diego, as do I, and our family as a whole. So we thought San Diego would be super fun. And it was, in fact.
It was
a blast. It was a blast and a half. And we got this really, really awesome place to stay. And it was like, it's like an old hotel. So there's like 9 bedrooms in it. And we got it for all our, like, best friends and family. And everybody came. And we didn't tell Dayson literally anything other than, like, we're all going on a trip.
Yeah.
And we had friends fly in. And friends come from all different cities to come and hang out and celebrate days. And so it was a fucking blast.
It was super fun.
It was so much fun.
And I felt, like, overwhelmed with, like, how special I felt the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough.
Yeah. So it was funny because the whole time I was like, the best part about this is how much Dayson fucking hates surprises. And she hates not knowing things. And she hates attention. So
I think I hate surprises more than anything.
I know. I know you do. That's why she, the day of, like, the day we were going to leave, she was like, dude, where are we going? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you that. And she was like, are we going to the mountains? And I was like, no.
You know what made me think we were going to the mountains?
What?
Because, you know, we got spray tans.
Yeah.
I had asked Brittany if she was getting one. And she said, no, I only brought turtlenecks and pants. And so I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't know why she didn't wear a turtleneck or pants.
She didn't wear one. She didn't wear
one. And you know what's funny is she told me that too. I was like, "Why'd you bring turtlenecks and pants?" And she goes, "I don't know."
And then I was like, "Oh my god!" Because I don't hate the mountains, but when we went last year, I hated it. So
yeah, no, I used to love the mountains, and for some reason, me getting older has made it so that it is impossible for me to not get altitude sickness, and I don't know what that is. Hey, what's that? What's going on there? Don't know. But I was, like, so fucking ill the last time I went to the mountains that I was, I told Dayson, I was like, selfishly, I wouldn't want to take you to the mountains because I wouldn't have a good time.
No.
Yeah. Let alone you. Like, I knew she didn't have a good time either, so I wouldn't do that to her. But we went to San Diego for the whole weekend. It was a fucking blast. And we had so much fun. We stayed in that old hotel with all our favorite people. And then we went to a cat cafe, went to a lesbian bar. We were going to do a beer bike, but we were all too hungover to do it. So instead, we stayed home and played board games all night and did karaoke.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And it was fucking blast.
Like, karaoke at the house. That was so fun.
It's so funny because, like, my mom and I and Alex planned, like, the whole thing. And, like, we practiced and planned and everything. Sorry if you guys hear my dog crying. It's because he's still crate training. My new dog.
It's not Squid.
It's not Squid. It's my new dog.
The other one.
Oh, wait. We didn't even. Okay, wait.
We were going to do a reveal of him. You need to see him to hear his name.
That's true. That is true. Should I not say the name then?
No.
Okay. Well, what I will say is if you were on the Patreon, then you did hear what his name was.
Oh, that's true. When we did our live show.
Yeah, when we did our trivia night.
Which was also really fun.
With Patreon, which, by the way, again, we are on Patreon in case y'all want to join and hang out and kiki with us. We are also on Patreon. But during the Patreon trivia night, I revealed his name to all the viewers. And it was well supported. Everybody loved it. Yeah, so we revealed the name on the Patreon trivia night. You weren't there. You didn't hear it. But
you'll have to wait for the grand
reveal.
And
also, we're filming really early right now, so it is not time for him to come out of the crate just yet because we are aggressively having to re-crate train him. And by aggressive, I mean, like, we have to be very patient because, again, he is deaf.
And
so
a baby.
And he's still relearning because his crate training was really, really bad. So we're doing really, really well. We just have a little bit of a hump to get past, which is at 8:20 on the dot. He's like, get me the hell out of here. But they don't come out till 9. So you can't see him today. But on the last episode of the year,
we'll do a baby reveal.
Last episode of the year, we'll do a baby reveal. And then I'll tell you guys his name.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, had a blast in San Diego. Had so much fun. Celebrated Dayson turning 30. Woohoo! And now she's an older woman.
Yep.
How do you feel about turning 30? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel really excited. And everyone I've posted about turning 30, every person that follows me that has turned 30 or is like in their 30s,
yeah,
like, this is truly when I felt like my life began. Like,
no, really. I feel like I got that's my shit all together. I've heard from everyone that's older has been like, my 30s were my favorite, the best times of my life was my 30s. Because you're like more sure of who you are, more financially stable, more stable in general. You're just more like you. I feel like the truest version of yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Than you were all throughout your 20s. Because your 20s, I feel like you're changing constantly.
So. Yeah, I feel like in my 20s, I was only out for like 5 years. So in my 30s, I'll get to be out for double the amount of time.
Double trouble.
Yeah, I'm very excited about being 30.
Yeah, but speaking of Patreon trivia night.
Dude, it was
a blast.
Much fun.
It was a fucking blast. Had so much fun. Got a little drunk with the power. I'll say it. Sure. Sure I did. Getting to read the chat live. I'll say it.
I can't believe you could read that far, too. It's a good, like, at least 6 feet.
Well, I did have contacts in my eyes, so I will say I did have a little bit of help.
That's never helped you before.
So it sure hasn't.
That's why I was still surprised.
It sure hasn't. I got my eyes checked recently. Mind you, I got a new eye prescription probably, like, a year ago, max, year and a few
months.
Wait,
but I have perfect vision. Sorry, keep going.
Sorry, hold on. So I got a new prescription. So then recently, like a couple months ago, I went and got my eyes checked again. And my doctor was like, when did you say it was the last time you got a prescription done? And I was like, probably like a year.
It was last December.
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not that long ago. You're supposed to get it like once a year. And she was telling me, oh, well, I don't know if maybe they just like your eyes maybe have changed a lot, but your prescription's totally different. So I was walking around with the wrong prescription in my eyes for like over a year. And I will say this, I did get a scratch on my eye, which led to a corneal ulcer. I'm okay. I don't need any advice. Don't give it to me.
Optometrist, way down in the chat.
Let's spam the chat below with glasses emojis. I got it. Basically, I got an ulcer on one of my eyes, a scar on my eye. Which
she got a youch. That's what the medical term is.
The diagnosis is youch.
No, you got youch. Yep, that's a youch, all right, when you say that.
And it was awful. Don't recommend. It looked like I had cherry eye, for those of you that have had bulldogs. Like, it literally looked like I had cherry eye. It was horrible. So basically, my doctor said that it might have shifted my vision, which is terrifying. And also just me getting older and
into
having...
worse or better?
Worse.
Oh, okay.
In fact, but I do have an astigmatism in both eyes, which is, that's upsetting. Uh-oh.
Whatever that means. I don't have any of that.
Anyways, all of that to say, I got an updated prescription, which is why I was firing off the comments. And the TV's kind of far away.
It is far away.
And I was able to read it. So.
Like, if I could see it, because the camera's in the way, if I could see it, I could read it from this far.
Shout out to my doctor. Shout out, doctor. Doctors, comment below.
Let's put some eyeball emojis in the chat below,
guys. Yeah, doctor, spam the chat below.
What was I going to say? No, I have perfect vision. That's what I was going to say. Just one more time.
Congrats.
Thanks. But speaking of the Patreon trivia night, we did an afterglow after party.
keep calling it afterglow, but it's the after party.
Our Patreoners, and it was so much fun.
It was a blast.
We did a Q&A, and no one asked for this, but at the end, we were talking about how much we love silent reviews, which is today's theme.
Yeah.
And
have you heard of them?
I don't know if you noticed, but in that my post for it, I put our favorite silent review in there.
No, oh yeah,
as an example, so people could understand.
So
someone
funny.
Commented, I refreshed this video and closed out Instagram twice because I thought that something was wrong with my phone, but then I reread your caption, so I got it. It's silent. So
yeah, she thought the audio was
yeah there's
up.
Supposed to be sound in it, but no. So we did silent reviews of The Summer I Turned Pretty, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
And just other things that make us laugh.
And also I will say, like, for audio listeners that are like, how the hell am I supposed to know? Well, I'll try and give you, like...
Get over it.
First of all, I don't care. Just kidding. I do care. Obviously, I do. But, you have the option to watch it on YouTube. One. And two, we'll do a little shorthand description of it.
Maybe, I was thinking, maybe, like, I'll give you something to silent review.
Okay.
And then I'll describe to the...
Yes.
To the audio only.
That's what
people.
I mean. We'll give you, like, a little brief description, and then you guys can guess.
Which ruins it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Which, like, party pooper, but that's fine.
Kind of a buzzkill, but sure, that's fine.
If anything was going to move you to watch the YouTube, the episode.
I'm telling you, the YouTube is always funnier.
Yeah, I'm just, like, more of a visual person anyways, yeah. too, but, like... I get it, though, because obviously so many of you love the podcast on, like, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, which we love and adore. So I'm not going to discourage you from streaming it audio only. I will say, though, it might be a little bit more fun this time if you do it visually as well.
The visual aspect.
The visual aspect is also
the visual.
Important.
What do they call it? Like, oh, this is the visualizer to compliment the song.
The visual, like, teaser.
Yeah.
the what do you call it? Fuck, it's not a music video, but they call it, like, when it's just words, like a lyric video.
Yeah, it is a lyric video.
Yeah, like lyric video, or like you said, the visuals.
That's what I thought a visualizer was.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I feel like there's another word that I'm missing.
Sound off in the chat below. Did I make up that word?
Visualizers, comment down below. Spam the chat. What's the other word?
What are we thinking, chat? Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Okay. This one's from Brie. She said the cake boss.
The cake boss.
Yeah.
Okay. The show?
No. Yeah. The guy. Cake
you
boss.
Know the famed quote is like, you don't know who I am. I'm the fucking cake boss when he got
I've
pulled over.
I've never seen that, but that's so funny.
No. Like he got, it was literally like a transcription from, like, I don't know if it was body cam footage or
no,
what.
It couldn't have been. It had probably audio.
Yeah. But it was like when he got pulled over for recklessly driving or something or like a, I don't know if it was a DUI or whatever. I don't know. Chat, correct me below, but it's literally like the cake boss got pulled over by a cop or something, and he was trying to, like, talk his way out of a ticket, and he said, you don't know who I am, I'm the fucking cake boss.
That's crazy.
That's funny. Yeah. Hilarious. Honestly, if I was the cop,
I'd be like, okay, sorry, sir, have a nice day.
Cake boss, why didn't you say so earlier?
I thought I recognized you.
Here's my cake boss review. Here's my silent review. Ready?
Okay,
here we go. That's my silent review. Audio listeners, comment down below what you think I did.
It's like, so that was my interpretation of that. Was that good?
Correct.
And
okay. Correct. For all the audio listeners. Or here's another one.
Okay. I don't care that you broke your arm. That's what I took from that.
Close. Who cares? That was my silent review. Okay, let me see your review for the cake boss. And I'll guess. This is hers. Well,
doesn't do anything for me.
Was that right?
I was gonna say, I would watch Cake Boss like only on vacation because we didn't have cable. Like
what's on in the hotel room. Yeah.
Just like, kidding. And I never thought the cakes looked like they tasted good.
Yeah.
I feel like anything, as someone who's eaten fondant more than once thinking it would taste good, I learned my lesson.
As someone who's been fooled by fondant several times.
Fondant multiple times.
Who's been lured in by the visual aspect of fondant.
That's why I think I love the Great British Baking Show, because they barely ever use fondant. Like
it actually looks good. It looks delicious, but it looks absolutely incredible on top of that. Can exactly. you believe that? Everyone, spam down below if you think Great British Bake Off is better than Cake Boss.
I already know it is. I don't care what you say in the chat. Okay. Okay. The next one's from Liana.
Okay.
She put season 8 of Game of Thrones. I don't remember what happens to season
8. That's the last season, is it not?
Oh, I thought there were
10. No, there's 10. Just kidding. Yeah. No, wait. 10 years. I don't know if there's 10 seasons.
Season 8 of Game of Thrones is the final season.
The final season.
And I'm just going like this.
Okay, Jason, my guess for you is this.
No, thank you.
This is mine. This is mine.
Okay.
Says boo. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I got.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Season 8 is a big ol'. That's not a silent review, but that is my review of season 8.
It's a wordless review.
It's a wordless review. It's a sound based review. That's what it is. That season sucked. It did. It was fucking garbo. Sucked. Boo. It was kind of good in the beginning, but then I was like, nah.
No, I remember hated it.
Remember when I told you I watched, there's like an episode of Family Guy where they do like the last season of Game of Thrones or something. Like they're doing like a parody of Game of Thrones. Okay. And then he's like, a show that was beloved by the world for only 6 of its 8 seasons.
Yeah, the 7 right, season was
people,
really bad too.
Because people pulled out in season 6.
I feel like seasons, like, I can't remember exactly because there's fucking 8 of them. But I feel like 2, 3, and 4 were the best ones.
2, 3, and 4.
One was good too, but I feel like 2, 3, 4.
No, you're most. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's where it got like great. Like 5 and 6 though were so.
They were still really good.
It felt like they were setting up the dominoes for like the ending everybody wanted, yeah. And then they just fucking rushed it. The last two. It's fucking annoying. But I can only imagine a show like that takes that long to put together, and like you have to film across the world for fucking year and a half. You know what I'm saying?
I can't think of another show.
It was so successful. I feel like they don't have an excuse to have rushed it. You know what I'm saying? Because like it was so fucking successful. The only reason I could think of is that some of the actors wanted to get out, and so they had to like hurry up and end it.
Probably.
Because they've been doing the show for fucking 10 years.
I still haven't finished The House of the Dragon. I need to.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
That I did watch. Wait, I didn't even tell you guys. You guys would be so proud of me. I watched so many new things yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So first thing I watched was Leave the World Behind. Have you heard of that movie?
The one with Mahershala.
Yeah, Ali and Julia Roberts. Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, when I watched the preview, it looked cheesy.
No, it's so good and it's fucking scary. Ooh, like it's like a thriller, and I may have partaken in the devil's lettuce, and it kicked in right at the climax of it, and I was like, I am blown away by this movie. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It was really good.
Okay, I need to watch that one.
Everyone, let me know if you liked it. It's like a suspenseful kind of movie.
Ooh, okay.
But you know how like our uncle that we love so much.
I was gonna say he's on my house right now.
Yeah, and he edits this podcast.
I'll probably watch it with him. Yeah.
You know how he says the only things that scare him in scary movies are ones that could happen in real life, like they're ones that are based in reality. Like there's like. It's realistic.
Like, did you ever watch The Boy?
Is that the one
with
that,
the doll?
With the doll. Yeah.
So that movie is like creepy. Like, to me, it was creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And
then
when you find out what's actually happening, it's scary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like that. This is like a modern day, like, scary ass fucking movie.
Ooh,
like,
okay, I'm gonna. Because
it's just so like it's.
Is it Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, Ethan Hawke's in it. Kevin Bacon's in it. Mahershala Ali.
They're both in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. and they look like twins. I don't know if that's profiling them, but they look a lot alike.
That's where I'm like, or did I say Ethan Hawke? It's supposed to be Kevin Bacon.
No, they're both in it. Like, oh, okay. Ethan Hawke is married to Julie Roberts in the movie, and then Mahershala Ali's in it, mm-hmm. and then Kevin Bacon is like another character in the movie. Okay. But yeah,
I'll watch anything really that Mahershala is in. I really love him as an actor. Yeah,
yeah, I watched that. We watched The Family Plan, just by default.
What's
like
that one?
It's with Mark Wahlberg, which we, I know. We were just trying to kill time before we watched the next thing. Plan. It's a new movie, but it is, I am not, this is not a joke, one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. In a really long time. That's one of the worst movies.
Is it a Christmas movie?
No, it is not. It's like a, he's a former spy type movie. He's a former spy who used to like, or an assassin who used to work for like, an agency, and he got out because he didn't like that they were starting to kill good people. Like, at first they were only killing bad people.
Oh, I did see the trailer for this because I watched something else on Apple TV. Yeah,
it is so bad, like painfully bad. Like, that movie is so bad, and it felt like 3 hours long. Don't recommend that one. And then we watched, what else did we watch? I saw The Hunger Games, and I saw Priscilla.
Oh, okay.
Well, you never text me back, so what were we supposed to do?
Because Alex is obviously visiting, so yeah. And Alex was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Come watch movies with us. And I was like, okay. And then I forgot that I bought Killers of the Flower Moon, so we watched that yesterday.
Was it good?
It felt like 3 hours long, so it was kind of long.
Was it good?
Like, because I read the book.
Yeah.
So the book is so good, and it was such an easy read. Even though these characters have the craziest names, and I remembered all of them. I'm not talking about the indigenous people. I'm talking about all the white people. Like, you know John Mulaney's bit where he's like, it was Hootie and the Blowfish and killed you or whatever he said, or who came and robbed you. It's like characters like that I was remembering.
Yeah.
But anyways, the book is so good. The movie is not dedicated to the Osage people like I feel like it should have been.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of indigenous people saying that.
Yeah,
that
so movie. It's definitely more so like on Leonardo DiCaprio's character. I think what I didn't like was they spoiled it from the beginning that he was in on it. Like in on murdering, you know, the indigenous people in the town. Yeah. Because in the
spoiler
alert. But in the book, like I couldn't figure it out until they said that he was in it. Even when they were saying his uncle's in it, I was like, well, he couldn't have done that.
Yeah, I've seen that too. It's like stylistically, it's not really like what people hoped it would be.
Yeah, and the book was so much more focused on like the FBI agent that they end up sending there, Tom White, who ends up solving the whole thing with a bunch of different like undercover people he brought.
Don't tell me too much.
Oh no, I'm talking about the book.
Yeah,
but I'm saying in the movie he's like barely in it. So I mean, I will say this, I feel like I cried every time Lily Gladstone was crying.
My fucking girl.
She's so incredible.
That is my fucking girl. So, Lily Gladstone and me are like this. Like, literally, her and I are friends online. Love her.
She was incredible. I really hope she wins, you know, a bunch of awards or whatever, because mm-hmm. she truly deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's why I'm like, I can't say it's a bad movie, like, stylistically, because it's a Martin Scorsese. Like, of course it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, it's more so just, like, where the focus lies is not the best.
I didn't care for it.
And indigenous people have a right to feel that way. And you know what I mean?
There were a lot of parts in it that I fell asleep because nothing was happening. It was just there was a lot of staring.
That's like a big, I feel like a big Academy Award type movie.
Yeah, but it was never parts with indigenous people. It was always all the white people. I was like,
the Leave the World Behind, though, I will say, Mahershala Ali was fucking crazy in the movie. Like, he was so good. Like, he's always good.
Is it like a thriller or a horror movie?
It's both. It's it's like a psychological thriller.
Interesting.
But it was like, it's truly like, if the world were to realistically end and not by zombies or disease, that's how it would end. And it's fucking scary.
That is really scary.
It's fucking scary. So I highly recommend that one. That one's fucking awesome. And then The Hunger Games was really good. I will say, though, I did fall asleep a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that Tom Blythe is sexy. That's crazy.
Yeah, are you shocked I didn't say that first? The Hunger Games was really good, but I did fall asleep during parts of it, and that's just because it was so late and we did so many things this weekend. But like, and when I did wake up, I felt confused all over again. Like, I was like, fuck. Like, I fell asleep and I missed something. I'm like, wait, when did he do that? Poor Steve had to keep giving me recaps. He's like, okay, so this is what happened. And he's giving me a recap. And Priscilla was also really great. I thought it was really good. I just thought, like, again, I'm left wanting more. Like, I need more information. I need more information. I need more tea.
Elvis's eating diet. Habits,
first of all. But I need the fucking cheese mate, bro. Like, give me the cheese mate. Not just about the eating habits. There's so many things.
But this movie was about her.
I know. And even then, I didn't learn that much about her.
Really?
Yeah, like, beautifully shot. Like, just it truly a Sofia Coppola film. Like,
yeah.
Just stunning to look at. The Tumblr bitches are eating that movie up because it's like, it's so beautifully shot. Both of them are incredible in it. I will say that. Like, both of them are super fucking good. There is one part in the movie where I was kind of like, that's my silent review. And if you know the scene I'm talking about, comment down below in the movie where it was like this. Like, I don't, like, it's not funny, but it's just like, it's weird what happened, like, in the scene. If you know what scene I'm talking about.
Do you think he's a better Elvis than Austin Butler?
I do. And that's my unbiased opinion. I'm not attracted to either of those men. So my unbiased opinion.
But if you had to be, which one would you pick?
You're going to do that to me every time. Like, I walk into the trap every time. if I was going to pick one, it would be the one that cringed me less. So it would have to be Jacob Elordi.
Was he cringy in that movie?
No. Like, Austin Butler was so fucking cringe outside of the movie. And even because I saw so much shit outside of the movie before I actually watched the movie, I, like, couldn't separate it.
What was the tweet you read? You're like, but he literally got haunted by the ghosts of Elvis for 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like when Jacob Elordi was quoted saying his only knowledge of Elvis was from Lilo and Stitch. And someone said Austin Butler just punched a hole through a wall. It sounds like this dude was haunted by his ghost for fucking 3 years past filming the movie. And Jacob Elordi had two sentences max and fucking killed it. That's so, like,
so funny.
He was a much better Elvis, in my opinion.
He's just too tall.
Maybe it's because he just, like, he didn't try as hard. I don't know.
Look,
but, like,
TikTok we saw from Ivan. Was
like, yeah, he's like, I just, like, I don't register anything about his looks. It's just tall. Like, he's just like, tall. Too tall.
He's like, that's not Elvis. That's too tall.
He's like, he's no one but tall to me. Like, he doesn't have an identity but tall. Which is kind of real. I will say the girl who played Priscilla.
I think it was like Kayla Spaney or something like that.
Incredible.
Ooh.
Incredible. She was wonderful.
Be in award season as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's a Sofia Coppola.
They both will. I mean, honestly, like, they were both stunning and amazing. My beef was mostly with, like, the lore. I just wanted more. Mm-hmm. I just want more cheese, mate. Even if it's just about her, like, give me more cheese, mate. You know what I mean? I will say, though, as soon as that bitch started wearing pants, I said, she's out. She's pulling out that garage.
Lesbian.
As soon as she got a curtain bang and some jeans, I said, ooh, she's out. Oh. She's breaking up with him. Uh-oh.
Oh, she's done.
Yep. Uh-oh. Okay.
Speaking of Jacob Elordi, this one's from Vanessa.
Okay.
She said, I haven't seen Saltburn.
I read the Wikipedia summary for it because I was so curious and I didn't want to, like, wait to watch it. So I read it.
But she said Jacob Elordi in the movie Saltburn. I'm going based off looks.
Her review is, woohoo!
Yeah. Okay. It's us harmonizing at the
beginning. Okay, this is mine with the knowledge that I have.
Wait, but don't spoil it.
I know. Spoilers. This is the knowledge that I have based off of what I read.
Okay.
It's this.
I'm scared, but also intrigued.
Exactly. I'm scared. And if you've seen Saltburn, that's a very accurate fucking description.
But I would also like more. This next one's from Ariana. They said, Victoria Gardens. If you're from
Victoria Gardens, i.e., let me hear you.
If you're from the i.e.,
the 909, stand up.
Victoria Gardens is an outdoor mall.
Is that 909? 949.
That's Orange County.
Okay, 909.
909, 941, same shit. Yeah.
909, let me hear you. Rancho Cucamonga. Get on your feet. Get on your fucking feet. Have we told you guys that joke? Oh, we have. About, like, Adam.
He'll say, New York, stand the fuck up.
Every time we go to New York, he posts a picture of us in New York or, like, something of the skyline. And he's like, New York, stand the fuck up. And he says it's from Lil Mama.
It is.
So now anytime we're anywhere, yeah, we're like, let me hear you. Like, when we were in Arizona, I was like, Mesa, Arizona, stand the fuck up. To nobody. hilarious, hits every time. And he was telling me, do it on the live. You have to say it on the live. I was like, I can't cuss on the live. But I did say, Mesa, Arizona, stand up. Let me hear ya. That's what I did. I did do that.
So Rancho Cucamonga. It is in Rancho Cucamonga. Victoria Gardens.
Okay, this is my silent review of Victoria Gardens.
Yeah, I know that's right.
It's like, you kind of ate that, girl.
This is mine.
Thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. I love that girl.
I love a Victoria Gardens. I love when Victoria Gardens. What a
gorgeous, exquisite name.
I love when Victoria Gardens.
They also wrote Scandia. I never went there.
What the hell is that? What is that?
You don't remember Scandia?
No.
It's that like Adventureland or whatever the fuck that like, it's like a...
Oh, the one that was by the Bass Pro Shop or whatever?
No, it's like almost to Victoria Gardens off the 15.
Oh, is that like Camelot?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna lie, when I read Victoria Gardens, I thought this said Tyler Mall. That would have been a completely different answer.
Tyler Mall when I was in high school?
Yeah. Tyler Mall now? If you're from the IE, these jokes are so funny.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Victoria Gardens is an outdoor
Tyler
mall.
Tyler Mall. I love the Tyler Mall and I love an indoor mall. But lately I feel like they're taking away all my favorite stores.
Yeah.
From the Tyler Mall. So now I'm like, well, there's no reason for me to go back there anymore other than empty. I live a million miles away
my
from it.
My favorite store at the Tyler Mall. There's two.
Your favorite store?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're both restaurants.
Panini.
Yeah. What the fuck do you guys know about Panini Girl?
Panini Cafe or Panini Grill? Okay, Panini Grill. That's one. The other one is Cheesecake Factory.
Wrong.
No, Red Robin.
I ate it yesterday. Always hits.
Is there Red Robin inside the Tyler Mall? No.
It's attached to the Tyler Mall, yes.
Where, girl?
Right next to the Panini Girl. You haven't been.
It's gone now.
No.
Girl, the Red Robin is not there. The Cheesecake Factory is
right there.
Yeah.
Then, the Macy's or whatever mall's right there.
Yeah.
You know what's to the left of the Macy's?
Panini.
Red Robin. Girl. You know what's to the left of Red Robin?
You're right.
Panini.
You're right.
Panini. Exactly.
Because Charming Charlie used to be on the other side of Panini and it's no longer there.
Dude, I wasn't this on my story, but this girl was talking about how she was worried that she has millennial core like decor in her house.
Yeah.
Because people have been making TikToks about it. And someone said, no, it just looks like you live in a Francesca's.
Oh, that's worse. Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be something mean that would hurt my feelings. I'm glad you commented something that wasn't going to hurt
when
my feelings.
When I read that, it took my breath away. Francesca's?
That's fucked up.
I was thinking, and then I thought it would be even meaner if someone said Charming Charlie's, would it not?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Would it not?
Yes, in fact, it would.
This next one's from Kara. I'm so excited. I can't even get it out. She said, each film of the High School Musical trilogy.
Easy. Okay.
First one, go.
First High School Musical, which is just High School Musical. Here we go. Silent review. First one.
Oh, I like this. Maybe. Maybe okay. It's my new personality. That's what hers is.
High School Musical 2.
Party, yeah.
High School Musical 3.
Yeah, I know that's right. Ended on a high note. That's a good one.
Easy money. Best High School Musical
is, I think, 2.
Yeah.
But I like 3's music more.
Yeah.
And 1 is awful.
1's nostalgic.
Yeah.
I will say that.
My favorite bit that we talk about from High School Musical, the first one, is that they're like, don't bake or sing in musicals. That's fucking gay. That's my impersonation.
You're gonna bake creme brulee like you're gay? That's like what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're so homophobic through all 3 movies.
I'm not gonna listen to my theater teacher because that's a gay subject.
And what are those 2 doing in a tree? That's gay.
That's what I thought. Even though Chad Danforth, is that his name?
Yeah.
He gives major bisexual energy. Especially in the second one.
In I Don't Dance.
He goes, I don't dance, and then does an amazing dance.
I don't dance, and I definitely don't think about kissing boys.
No. And I definitely didn't change clothes with Lucas Grabeel after this. So you interpret whatever you want from that.
He was so mean to the theater kids. That's why was so quick to put one of their pants on.
I don't know. I honestly think the second one's the gayest one.
Yeah, that's, out of all three. That's pretty standard. And
the third one, obviously the budget was bigger because they made it a movie that went to theaters.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
And it's so funny because I watched it recently, like probably like early this year or last year, the third one. And like they are so clearly 27. Like they're all in their mid-20s. And then they're like senior year of high school. And then you're thinking to yourself, wow, why do I compare myself to everyone that looks so good in this movie? And it's because they're in their fucking 20s and they're playing 17-year-olds.
I know.
17-year-olds. I'm like, all of them are literally 25. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. That's insane. See that Zac Efron just got his Hollywood
star, like Hollywood on the Walk of Fame.
Huge congrats.
Congrats, brother.
I'm very excited to see Iron Claw and watch it with my mouth open the whole time.
Oh, and he said too that he thanked Kenny Ortega.
He was there.
Yeah, and he thanked him for his opportunity.
I even watched Macaulay Culkin's. They're all so cute. I loved watching all
of
them.
So great. I know. And Zac Efron's, I thought was well deserved. Like, he's a fucking kick ass actor. Like, he really is. He's a really great actor. He's just,
I don't know. Charlie St. Cloud, ever seen it?
Hello. He's just like an OG Disney boy, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay, next one. This is from Va'a. They said Matt from Vampire Diaries. But they said specifically Matt, I didn't watch till season 6, so I don't remember this, but specifically Matt from season 6, where all of a sudden he wants to pity every single death of a human like he hasn't seen death before. And also to a point where he tries to kill my man Enzo.
That feels like a review of yours already, but okay.
Here's my review of Matt Donovan.
Not silent, though.
And it's me going like this.
Get out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
That's my impersonation. Or my silent review.
My impersonation of Matt Donovan.
Your silent review.
Oh, yeah. My silent review of Matt Donovan throughout the series, with the exception of the very last episode, is like this.
I get it.
The last episode where you find out who he becomes.
Boo.
Because it turns out he's a fucking bootlicker. That's what he turns into. He's like, it always made sense to become a cop. I love to help people. Huh?
He knows too much.
Huh?
Do they hypnotize him to forget everything?
No. He's just the only person who stays human throughout the entire thing and dies a few times and keeps coming back.
Yeah, he needs to come back to life less.
The one credit I will give him is I cannot believe he was still friends with all those people through all those times, even the times they fucking killed him and brought him back to life. There is literally a part where Elena like turns off her humanity, and because she's a vampire now, like she's falling out of love with Stefan and falling in love with Damon, because like Stefan's in love with human Elena and Damon's in love with vampire Elena. That's the distinction they end up making, which is why when her and Stefan are like friends forever, I was like, fuck this show, and I never watched again. And that's a fact. But I did like catch up on the lore because I wanted to know how it ended.
Okay.
But there's a scene where like Stefan can't convince her to turn it back on. So Damon is like, oh, you don't give a fuck? Okay, fine. I'll just kill your best friend Matt. Fucking murders him. Right? Kills him in front of her. She like breaks down crying, turns her humanity back on. Turns out he had that fucking ring on that Jeremy and Alaric wore.
Wait, I remember that. Okay.
That if they were killed by a supernatural being, they'll come back to life.
Her super hot, sexy brother, Jeremy, that one. I know that's right.
What's your review, your silent review of Jeremy?
What?
What's your silent review of Jeremy before he went through puberty? Oh no, it's a big
okay. And he came back and, like 6'10" sexy.
Yeah, when he
shit.
Comes back to get Bonnie, because he's like, this bitch is fine. Wow, flashy. Yeah, it's flashing. Yeah. That's what it is. Nice.
That's what I'm gonna do all my 30s, is just flash everyone. okay, here we go. Next one. This one's from Vanessa. She said the chili tamales from Wiener Schnitzel.
Huh?
That's my review.
This is my review is.
What? What?
What's your silent review?
Ooh.
Oh, it's uh-oh. That's what I interpreted from your silent review.
Not good. Not good.
Tamales from Wiener Schnitzel is fucking insane. That's insane. You're out of your mind.
I'm not eating tamales from Wieners.
I'll tell you something. Tell you something I'm never going to do is order a tamale from while I'm standing outside a Wiener Schnitzel window.
Yeah, because they always have those little...
Those like, little huts.
Which is going to say...
Those little fucking triangle buildings.
There was a Wiener Schnitzel that was like next to my elementary school, and I used to love going there because I love corn dogs. We know this. I miss hot dogs every day of my life because the vegan ones don't taste the same.
Yeah.
But I still love going there.
I cannot wrap my head around
corn dog and fry.
Ordering a tamale like I'm at a fucking Dodger game. Like I'm at a window and I'm like, yeah, can I get a like loud inside the window? I have to like stick my head in the window for them to hear me.
I just feel like, what the hell are you even
saying? What the hell are you even saying to me?
I watched this clip of Ariana Grande when she was in Scream Queens and she was saying, I want to see whatever you just said written on paper.
Yep.
Because you couldn't understand what Abigail Breslin was saying. And someone said, that's one of the meanest things I've ever heard anyone say.
I love
read whatever you say.
I love. This is like a weird, like, oh, I love it so much. I love when women who are so like, ooh, like, I'm so fun and sweet and awesome. I love when they say something unintentionally fucking gaggy.
Yeah.
Like they say something so fucking mean and it wasn't meant. No. Like that. Oh, I love it.
It could have been because people think they were fighting in that interview, but maybe that was like the bit between their characters.
I doubt it. Yeah. I think she just says shit and she like it's funny. Like, yeah, it's just so in past. Oh, I love when women do that. Like women who are not known for being mean, because that's what I'm known for. I love when nice, like sweet, proper women say shit that's so fucking mean unintentionally and it's like funny. Oh, I love that shit. I eat it up.
Okay, this is the last one we're going to do, guys. Ready?
Yep.
This one's a triple threat. Are you ready?
Yep.
We also got this one a lot. This one's from Katie. She said, stinky feet. Here, we'll do one at a time. Stinky feet. No. Ah, 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 ah!
That's mine.
Mine too. Okay. Stinky ass.
This is my review.
She's holding back some vomit in her mouth.
This is me with tears in my eyes, with my hand over my face.
Gagging
silently, hoping that the person doesn't see me.
And last one, stinky pits. Yuck.
It's this.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Honestly, all of those.
All of those could categorize under this.
Unbelievable.
That could be categorized. Yeah. They would fit for all of those situations. Me screaming in horror would just work.
Horror. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
You were going to say something. I'm sorry.
Anyways, well, okay. Thank you guys for bearing with us for silent reviews. They just make us giggle. So we thought y'all would giggle really hard. And hopefully our audio descriptions helped out. Hopefully they helped.
I'll give you some assistance in that.
Yeah.
But other than that, don't forget we have a Patreon. We keep plugging it and it's honestly because it's really funny and there's so much stuff we're putting on there that we aren't posting anywhere else.
Yeah, we want you guys to get a little bit more of us if you would like.
And we've been able to really connect with our fans in a different way, which has been really special and exciting for us this year.
Absolutely.
But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.